Sponsorship for Marketing Voices is provided by Intel, the world leader in silicon innovation.
This is Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of industry leaders and examining the impact of social media on marketing.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Jones. Welcome to Marketing Voices. As we all know, in this age of blogs and social networks and comment sites, there are lots of companies who are participating, and most often they'll all experience a positive outcome from their new transparency. However, what I'm going to be talking about today is what about online interaction that doesn't go right? So what can companies and individuals do to really counter negative attacks? So I've asked Denise Schiffman to talk to me today about this. And Denise is an author of a new book called The Age of Engage. And she's also the founder of her own consulting firm called Venture Essentials. And she's launched web strategies and new products and pioneered new web technologies. So Denise and I are going to be talking all about this sort of what do you do about negativity on the web. So Denise, welcome to Marketing Voices.
Hello, Jennifer. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So, okay, so here's a scenario. Company A has been hit with tons of negative comments on their blog, and most of them are anonymous. So what do you do? How do you find the source of these anonymous comments?
Well, in actuality, most of us who put up blogs, we make people register with an email address so that we can track them if their behavior on the blog is egregious or something we don't want to have show up. And we note that we have the right to take down their comments if they are in bad taste. If you can't track their emails to who they are, then it's a different kind of issue. You have to assess, you know, how important is that comment? Should I just remove it based on the fact that it's graphic or it's rude or it's slanderous, or should I leave it up and let it be a more open environment, let people see the positive and the negative? So you do have to think a little bit about that. In some cases, it can be very hard to track an anonymous person, and you have to determine if you want to spend that kind of money to track somebody who has gone out of their way to be anonymous.
So what do you mean? How what do you do if you really want to go after them and find out who it is? How do you actually go about it?
Well, you have to hire the people who have the technical capabilities, and there are firms out there with the technical capabilities to track somebody down. And that's all it is technology, and that's what they're using to hide themselves. And in some cases, people can be untrackable, but for the most part, they're usually using a service provider of some sort, and you have to get the right legal documents in order to get the service provider to give up their real name and information.
I see. So what about if these negative comments are also personally attacking the CEO or the CMO? In fact, they almost border on being slanderous. You know, do you sue or what do you do?
Well, this is a real interesting issue today because it's hitting a lot of people. We're used to this problem for celebrities, right? And now anyone who gets up and blogs, they're making themselves publicly known and more of a public figure, of which CEOs have commonly fallen into that category. But now you have this mode where people feel that they know more about you, they can attack you, they can say what they want. And once again, you have to have some common sense balance here. The thing about the web and the social web is that people get to say what they think. Before, they would say it anyway, but it would be offline. Today it's online, and a lot of other people can read it. And you have to think about what the source of this comment is. Does it even show up in search results? Because it's going to disappear pretty quickly. And really focus on the positive information coming out for your company, making sure that you have great search optimization on your information so that when people search, they find the right information. Because negative comments, if they don't show up in search results, nobody finds them. It's lots of stuff is out there that nobody sees. So we have to balance in your thinking about who's being negative, what they're doing, where it shows up, and let a lot of it go. If there is slander and libel, you do want to talk to lawyers and you want to see if it makes sense to track this person down and find them and do something about it.
So what it is, you sort of are good friends with your lawyer, so you ultimately end up saying, okay, this is how we're looking at it, but ultimately it could be that you have to bring in legal action.
Absolutely, and I've talked to the people over at University of Southern California, which has a great football team. Everybody knows the Trojans. They're one of the most successful college football teams in history. But it's one of those teams or organizations where they get a lot of people taking advantage of their brand and doing things that they don't think are appropriate. And they've had to sit down and think about who are we going after and who are we not going? Are we going after students that are doing things that we don't like? Are we going after community members or alumni? How are we going to handle this? Who do we let go? What do we consider egregious behavior that we have to do something about in order to maintain integrity in our brand? And I really think that's the right way to go about this. Think about it up front. Don't have a knee-jerk response when something shows up on the web.
So what about comments that are actually frightening? I mean, literally threatening and frightening.
That is a real issue that has appeared. I think that there was the Cafe Sierra incident online. A well-known technology book writer and public speaker, and she was attacked in quite a negative and frightening way. And I think one of the things that happened, which was really interesting, was how sort of the web came together to sort of adjudicate the process. And where people, everybody had a comment, a lot of bloggers got in on it, and sort of really pushed out these, what they call trolls, people who are out there just going after somebody just to go after them. And you know, once again, I would actually, if someone is personally attacking you in a very frightening way, I think you do have to call in the authorities. You have to find out, is this someone that may physically harm you, knows where you live, that kind of information. This is something you have to take seriously and take to the next step.
Okay, so let's switch gears here a little bit. So what about negative comments that come from customers? How do companies deal with that effectively?
Well, personally, I think this is the best thing in the world. For the first time, companies can find out about things that they're doing wrong or that their customers are unhappy with quickly and efficiently if they're out monitoring the content on the web or on their own comments website or if they have social capabilities on their own website. If they're monitoring it and they catch what's going on, this is the most valuable service they can have. You want people, you want your customers to tell you what they're frustrated about, and then you want to go respond to them. And you want to respond to them in the normal language of the web, not in that corporate formal language that basically doesn't say a lot. So I think negative customer comments are a part of life today. They've always been a part of life, but now they're on the web. You want to be a part of that conversation instead of shutting an eye to it and trying to shut it down. The key is to allow it to happen and then respond to it.
So can you give me an example from your own experience of when you think it was really effectively done, just to sort of the top line thoughts?
Well, there's lots of examples today of companies doing a much better job. I think Dell is a great example. A lot of people like to bandy around today, which is, you know, they've had some serious customer service issues. A lot of customers very angry with them. That conversation went on the web, off the web, and Dell ignored it for years. And then a couple of years ago, they started up a website to respond to it, to bring their customers in, to hear what they had to say, to give customers a voice in the choices Dell was making. And it's had a huge impact. I think the other great example is the ComcastMustDie.com site, put up by an NPR host, who had some web savvy. He went about it the right way. He put up a very frustrated microsite, but it was designed to get people to say the issues they were having with the company and get the company specifically to respond to those issues, not just to rant and rave. And Comcast, according to the website, is responding to the requests put up there and the frustrations commented on there. And, you know, kudos to Comcast for getting up and doing something about it.
Okay, so now let's switch gears a little bit more, too, because we've got a lot of listeners that are entrepreneurs and of small companies, especially technology companies. So Company B is a small startup, and they just launched their new product. And one customer is just haranguing them and launches tons of negative attacks. So what do they do?
I get this question a lot, more because people are afraid of it happening than it actually happening to them. One of the keys, and I said this earlier, and it's really important, focus on the positive information about your products, your executives, what you want the world to read and know, and optimize that information extremely well so it's top of research results, because that's what people are going to find. They're going to find the information in the first couple of pages of research results, and that's where they're going to go for their information about you. And then take a look at this person who is really attacking the company, and I would directly contact that person, find out, understand the issue really clearly, and see if you can resolve it. And I have read many cases over the web where that person is turned around, and they do blog about or comment that they're happy now. Someone took care of their problems, and it was a real problem. Rarely, and in fact, I haven't seen examples where someone is haranguing a company about something that they've made up. In other words, the company isn't doing anything frustrating. So usually it's something that can be resolved.
Well, that's great. So Denise, thank you so much. These have been some really quick tips and yet I think really helpful to people, because I get a lot of people asking me about just this topic. What do you do when you get attacked, and how do you find anonymous people on the web? So Denise, again, thanks for joining me in the podcast.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And so for all my listeners, if you want to engage with me or the Marketing Voices community, please find the blog www.marketingvoices.com, and I would welcome any thoughts or ideas for guests. And until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.